Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Jersey on the beat.
I got some shit up. You need to say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, oh. I'm about to shoot my shot, oh, baby, oh, yeah. My girl to go, I pray, making over the bar, over the bar. Every day with you, I the same pain, I mean like I drink it's a pele water. Body can they do me kuluke, kuluke, ke. You run your mata inside the keke na pepe. Every day with you, I the same pain, I mean like I drink it's a pele water. Body can they do me kuluke, kuluke, ke. You run your mata inside the keke na pepe.
Yeah, oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, yo, yo. Jojo for daddy, yo, yo. Jojo like mommy, yo, yo. Jojo for allergy, yo, yo, yeah. Baby, make a young new different story. See the feeling you give me, my girl, it ain't that body, yo. I beg you, do me small, small. I beg you do me no be rush. Blind girl, baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow from daddy, yo, yo. But blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh, daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh, yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, yo, yo. Jojo for daddy, yo, yo. Jojo like mommy, yo, yo. Jojo for allergy, yo, yo.
Say, say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, yo. Hey, anytime I move you, they hold me down, baby, yo. Yeah, but I must to shoot my shot, oh, baby, yo.
Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I
give you all my energy. Emphasis, never sleep.
makes me fall, losing my way. Yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma touch all your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma touch all your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is the Love Zone. Now, I know y'all was expecting my sexy, sultry voice diva to be hosting tonight, but unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, she is under the weather. So you got me all to yourself. This is the Love Zone. This is the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network. I'm a little out of it myself, y'all, so be patient with me. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? And you can be raw. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. Don't just call in and listen. I mean, that's fine too, but I'd like to just sit back and watch. Anyway, tonight, we got some questions up in here, but I'm going to shorten it just a little bit. You know, I want to know if you're with someone and you're doing everything for them, I mean, just everything right, almost like spouse privileges you give to them. But then your partner turn around and they introduce you as their friend, you know, not so much their significant other, girlfriend, fiance, boyfriend, husband, wife. How does that make you feel? Now, me, honestly, I have been in that situation, but it really didn't bother me too much because I am one of those people, I'm a doer, I give anyway, so it really doesn't matter what the capacity of the relationship is. We could just be friends, whatever, I still do. Because that's all I know. So now, if I was really, really deep into that person, and I assume by the way things were going in the relationship, if we had been together for a significant amount of time, yeah, I think I would feel a certain kind of way. Like, that's all I am to you, just a friend? Wow. And then I'd get into the detail about the things, you know, I would throw a little reminder out there. by taking a vacation from that person, since they can't acknowledge me as more than just a friend, then get yourself a real friend to go ahead and do that stuff for you that I've been doing, you know. Let them miss me a little bit. And if they don't straighten up, fly right, well, then I got to keep on moving. But I want to hear your answers on that. In the meantime, before I get started, I want to throw a big shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Uncle Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there wouldn't be no us, no Epiphany, no nothing. So thank you. Thank you very much. And I have a piece for you guys. I guess it's on topic. This is like a last-minute thing that I did, and I did a little bit tweaking to it. So this is called My Hidden Away. Could show you my soul. You would cry when you see me smile. Sometimes we miss the chance to run through the happy light because we get lost in the shadow of why they hurt us. So I stopped wondering how I was seen in others' eyes because I know who I am. But when I'd fallen in love, hope's curiosity awakened questions like, what part of my beautiful heart does he want to know? And should I even expose my full light? Hidden desire is so unfair because he moves something deep within me, and I don't know if his existence is my heart's master or muse. Maybe I'll just continue to keep etching the perfect relationship hidden on the canvas of my mind. After all, it is my secret. It wasn't my intentions to fall, I just wasn't looking. Holding my away, my truth is like the last winter leaves clenching to black branches, knowing it's becoming the past. So I bring myself to stillness and witness the colors of nature because everything I touch with tenderness pricks like thorns under the beautiful rose on its stem. Alas, the path worth taking lies in the tangled forest between heart and mind. Yet hope drowned in darkness continues emergence from the nighttime, bright as fireflies. So, whether revealed to him or not, just as in silence alone, I feel my heart and marvel at the miracle. This is sacred, so I will always care. If you guys enjoyed it. Okay, my screen is acting up a little bit, so be patient with me, guys, please. I gotta wait until it comes back into view. See if I can open it. All right, I'm not gonna mess with that part of it. I'm putting my tablet down for a minute, but I got my little phone with me, so I think I can open up this first mic with that. Oh, we got us a King Atterbury. Welcome to the Love Song. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. You know, feeling
awesome.
Good. You know, we're calibrated.
That's what's up.
Always got to keep that in too. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Well, how you doing tonight, McCrow?
I'm a little slow, but I'm good. I'm good. It isn't even me that's slow with these damn devices. You know, this technology is supposed to be a convenience for us to simplify things, but, you know,
yeah.
We come to depend on them, and when they don't work, I mean, just the smallest piece of them doesn't work, it becomes a hindrance more so. You know, and it pisses you off.
That's true, though.
But it, But it's all good. It's all good. You know. I want to ask you, how was your holiday?
I was at work, so it was still good and all. You know what I mean? I'm used to working the holidays, but at the end of the day, I'm happy to still be here. You know, and my affirmation every morning is brand new day, brand new feeling. Let's get to it.
I hear that now. I hear that. That was up. That definitely was up. All right, so you ready for the question of the evening?
Yes.
All right. The question is, if you are with someone and you do everything for them, I'm talking about giving them spousal privileges, you know, washing clothes, cleaning their place, and, you know, giving them the good loving on a regular basis, and just, you know, they can lay their head on your chest and release the stress of the day and just everything for them, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
They turn around and just, whenever y'all come upon other people, they introduce you as their friend. How does that make you feel?
That's some shit right there. Yo, that's the type of joint you just give somebody that look.
Yeah.
and probably make a sly comment on that. You know what I mean? You enjoy that breakfast this morning?
Right.
Was your tea hot enough when I brought it up to the room to you?
Okay, friend. Yes.
Put you on, not throw you all the way out there, but yo, just yeah, get them like, oh.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it'll make me feel a way, you know what I'm saying? But I just like, okay. Time for us to have a discussion, but me being me, yeah, I would throw some slick shit out there when I give somebody a thought and be like, oh, I think that's just her friend. Did she enjoy breakfast this morning?
Right.
I know that friend. Good this morning. You know what I mean? I put my legs and arms in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. Yeah, I would definitely feel some kind of way. Because more than likely, if I'm actually, now as much as I am a doer and a giver, we still tend to put a little bit more effort into a relationship where we feel as though we're exclusive, you know what I mean, rather than just a once in a while type thing. If you're seeing that person on a regular basis, you know what I mean, I consider myself more than just a friend, okay?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been there before. But like I said, I've always given that impression to throw a person out there like, yo, you really going to try to, like, friend me and shit? Like, I'll be doing shit at the crib. You know what I mean? And
right.
As I said, you enjoy that breakfast in bed or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, oh, breakfast in bed. Oh, I guess she don't want to say what they are. No, she don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help out with that, though.
There you go. So tell me something. How many times would you allow that to take place as far as them introducing you like that before you actually, like, really, like, get fed up with it and just
that's
fall
just my
back
personality. That would be thrown out there right there. I'm an on-the-spot nigga. Like
okay.
You're not doing that.
Okay.
Especially if you older and stuff, like, you don't do those little childhood games. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you don't want to speak about it, none, you know what I'm saying? There's a way that you introduce someone. You know, you don't just make it like, oh, this is just my friend. No. I guess your ass ain't time to grow up yet. Or what are you hiding? You know what I mean?
There you go.
But that's
something. You ashamed of me or something?
Yeah, you gotta speak that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we with each other when we see people out in the street? You know what I mean? So
exactly.
We gotta have that understanding.
I know
so
that's
good.
Right. I'll show you on that one. All right, well, thank you for your input on that. What I wanna know what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something.
I have this piece I titled, It Is I.
All right. The mic is yours.
Right. Doesn't matter who you know. Yes, for sure, best believe. Look at me as I look at you. Just inhale what you receive. The fella, the brother, the guy, the good man. The way that I stand, comprehend, and understand. Hold my heart in high regard. Hug your love when I start. Ignite a spark, closing anything dark, making my mark. Check my eyes as we search each other's ways of connecting. The future is affection. Never question what is destined. I knows what's right within time, space, and living. Placing myself in position to speak and also listen. See me in a light that's very warm as you are learning. The gentleman that is returning to get next to your yearning. Preference of what's needed, believe is concrete. Breed it and lead it to a level where you can keep it. Allow the automatic attraction to happen on its own. The voice of humble tone can make you feel right at home. King.
Oh, man, I love that piece. You said see me in a light. Did you say see me in a light? What was that part?
Yeah. See me in a light that's very warm as you are learning.
I love that. Man, that's a beautiful, beautiful, oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Man,
actually,
that
I wrote that tonight,
y'all,
you know what I mean?
Did you? Oh, we got fresh steak up in here. That's what's up.
God be happening, you know what I mean? For the love zone, you know what I mean? Like, yo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We try,
welcome,
we definitely. try.
I love y'all. Y'all be having the pop, y'all, man. Tiffany all the way. Word.
That's what's up. Thank you. Thank you. You know, if someone had said that to me in the beginning of a relationship, I think I would just melt, really. As you begin to learn,
you.
Wow. Yes. That's beautiful, beautiful sentiment. All right, King. I'm going to send you over in the Love Lounge. You go on over there and get yourself a drink. Drinks are on me. And make sure you say
right.
Hi to my mixologist, Kalinda. She ain't got
definitely.
A partner in crime here tonight because she might be a little bit lonely. She likes conversation. All right.
If you think you're lonely now.
Oh, man. All right, okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Wow, that was awesome, everybody. I love that piece. That was King Atterbury, everybody. Oh, hold on. King, I need you back in here for one more second. I can't let you go without letting the world know what you got going on.
Oh, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. Let's Talk the Platform, the Poetry Corner Show. No, banging it out with the guests. And killing it with the vibes of poetry. You know what I'm saying? Frequency is always high. So every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern, come along, join in the fun. It's going down.
That's what's up. Thank you. All right, you can go on over there.
You're welcome.
Right. What love. Man, that was awesome. Yeah, y'all get on over there to Poetry Corner on Tuesday night. That's about 8 o'clock. You know, got a nice live Zoom. You'll be featured on YouTube and other platforms, I'm sure. You know, get your poetry out there. It is. The vibrations are very high. It's always good. You know, I used to be afraid, but once I started doing it, man, it's kind of addictive. Man, we got a treat, you guys. We got the CEO of Epiphany up next. Author Larry Maddox. Hey, for real? Welcome
to
the Love Zone.
Hey,
how you doing tonight?
What it do, Miss Curly? How you doing?
What it do? I'm good. I'm
what
good, actually.
Shout out to Miss VIP. Miss VIP, get better. Get well soon, love.
Yes, guys, I miss my diva on here,
mm-hmm.
You know, this was supposed to be her night, but, you know, life happens, it happens, so,
yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, get better, baby love. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. What's going on with you? You sound great.
Well, I'm glad that I sound great. I kind of feel kind of great, but, you know, it's just a regular old day. I had like 10 hours of sleep that I've never gotten in my life. Thanks for waking me up earlier today. I tell you what, I'm well rested, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you are. After 10 hours, they only require 8 hours for what they say.
Yes, I feel like
I
had
to get proper rest.
Oh my God, it was the weirdest feeling though. Like I said, like I'm saying, I'm glad you woke me up, cause girl, I feel right now like I had 8 hours of coffee. I'm like crazy. I'm gonna drive me crazy at work tonight, baby.
Oh my
it's
God.
Gonna be on and popping. Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord,
yeah.
That battery is charged.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what to do with myself. I got too much energy for the things I got on my mind. That's too much energy.
Really?
I'm still, I'm overloaded. I probably need to go to work. I need to work some of this stuff off.
Well, you know what? As long as you frame of mind, you can put that energy out there. Go ahead and use it.
Yeah, it's all right. That's the problem. I hope I stay in a positive frame of mind, because a lot of times when I got this much energy, I seem to get on people's nerves. You know, I get on people's nerves a lot.
Oh Lord! Don't get on people's nerves. Just get on the people's nerves that get on your nerves. There you go. This is perfect opportunity.
Everybody gets to hear what I got on my mind about them. You know, they don't like for me to drink coffee at my job. They don't like it when I drink coffee.
Oh, Lord. And you drink coffee? That's a double energizer.
Yeah, I only drink it at work.
And re-energized.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I only drink it at work, I'm telling you, because it forces me to work against my will, you know, because I got to
move
around. I think you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's all good though. It's all good too. And you know what? When you got energy like that, it tends to make the night go past a little bit quicker. You know, the work period.
Yes, it does. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's those nights like that when I'm fully energized. I've had coffee. I had life, and I'm energized. This is some of the nights where they'll put me solitary in the room to stick with one patient, and I can't move around.
Oh, Lord.
And so I'm sitting down watching the patient
Lord.
Shaking to death, shaking like crazy.
Oh.
You know, I'll keep you posted. I bet you that's what's going to happen to me.
Don't put that out there like that. You might have you in
back.
A couple places to run around.
I hope so. I can't be caged tonight. Not tonight.
I hear that. I've had nights like that where I've been stuck in one room, you know, and I couldn't really move around but so much. You start seeing the same thing inside those four walls right there. You're like, oh, man, I got to do something else. I'm bored.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, sitting down for 8 hours ain't the funnest thing. People think, oh, you ain't got to do no physical work and all this stuff. You're just sitting, watching a patient, blah, 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 for 8 hours. No, it's not the funnest thing because, you know, we have to document every 15 minutes. So every 15 minutes of your life running past for 8 hours is not the funnest thing to do when you're not doing anything, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But, for real, are you ready for the question of the evening?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, get ready, because it's coming.
All right. I have no choice. I mean, so just you might as well just give it to me. I'm not ready, but go ahead.
Well, what you want to talk about then? We could talk.
Oh, no, well, no. I'd rather get with the question and get it out my system because I'm scared to death. I think I heard part of it. Shout out to my brother Attlebury up in there. I like what he said.
Yeah.
When he said, that's some shit.
That was on time, right?
I'm going to repeat the same answer. So you guys are going to give it to me.
All right. If you were in a relationship with someone, I mean, it's been a considerable amount of time, and you're doing things for this person that's almost like you have it's exclusivity between you two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're washing their clothes and running their bath water when they get home from work, and, you know, preparing the meals, massaging their feet, and giving them your undivided attention and everything. And they go out in the world with you and introduce you as just their friend. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have to say that that's some shit. First of all, that's some shit. Thank you, Brother Porter, for that. But I had to say that. But you know what? You know that's some. I have to say it again. That's some shit. You know, been there, done that. But the thing behind the doing of care for people that cater to people, there's nothing wrong with that. Being that loving type of person. So in doing so, a lot of times it doesn't matter to that person that's doing that giving of themselves, because they're so used to giving. And you'll find that person not only gives in a love relationship, they'll give to their children, they'll give to their parents, siblings, friends, whomever. So they don't really take notice to it. You know what I mean? I didn't take notice to, because I'm a giver. Receiving, really not receiving of gifts never really bothered me too much, because I'm just simply a giver. But it comes a time when you do take note to that, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's those times when you take note to that where you have a chance to react to it one way or another. When you find out that you feel, or well, those feelings are being used or in play. Now, but what that saying they say is about being in love and being a fool in love. Things of that nature. You know, you would be that fool. You know, a lot of people see a lollipop, so they'll lick it. Okay. You get tired of getting licked on. You know, my feelings are that now, at my stage in life, my age in life, and all those things, that I'm that's not where I want to. That's something that I despise. One-sided courtships, one-sided any goddamn thing. Whether it's friends, lovers, or whomever, birthday gift giver, I have a birthday too, okay? It's how I feel about it right now. You know, still that same giver of things, love, life, gifts, things of that nature, but I recognize I'm a person too. I exist, and I don't play that shit right now. I don't, and I make it known. I do not play that type of stuff right now. It turns me off. And I don't care. It's not about monetary things. It's not about expensive gifts. It could be the littlest thing that you show that you care about somebody. Been there running that bath water, making sure she was nice and cozy when she got home from work. You know? Okay. Yeah. I have a job, too, right now. You know? I have a job, too. So all that shit is out the window. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All that shit is out the window. I don't dig that. I don't dig that. I just don't.
I agree. I agree. Absolutely. I always say this, and I know it's cliche, but it's very true. You know, takers have no limit. And people that take, they don't consider. They're not considerate. Even develop this sense of entitlement because you so good, you know. They start to feel like, well, you're supposed to do that. You've been doing it. What's the problem now? The problem is you selfish mother. You know, you're not reciprocating what is being given to you. You know, it's like you said, I have a birthday too. I like my bath water drawn, or, you know, have my shower ready. I like to be served food in bed from time to time, you know, and maybe I need you to listen to me about something. I want to talk about something and have you just listen, not even respond. What's wrong with you? Why can't you give me what I give you? You know, so yeah, I understand that.
This is just my friend. You can throw that shit out the window. You know, one thing I did notice about that as well is that towards those who do a lot of giving like that in relationships, one-sided type thing, that shit don't last too long. That shit don't last too long. But you see others are up with one part and be like, fuck that shit, you run your own damn path.
Right. That's how they make you feel. Like, do it your damn self, friend. Washing your damn clothes and, you know what I mean, cleaning up your crib. And come on, what happened? What happened? You sound, you, okay, now you're back. You were sounding like a Robo Negro for a second, but now you're back. Oh, there it is again. Yeah. And this is a different one. You should put it a little deeper this time. But I hope it clears up. I want to hear your piece, and I need you to tell us what you got going on in your Epiphany universe, your creation, your baby. Yeah.
If I may, can you hear me? Because you sound like RoboCop for real.
Yeah, so do you. You sound like almost like you're really, really distant behind the machine, the man behind the machine.
I tell you what, do this because you sound the same way you're saying that I sound. What you need to do real quick is mute me and then unmute me again and see if that would clear that up because you sound like that as well, baby.
Okay, okay. So mute you and do what?
And then unmute me, because the connection between both of us sounds like crap.
Okay, all right, I'm going to mute you now. Okay. All right, now let me see if it comes back.
Baby, baby.
Still kind of low, but it sounds a little better.
Still kind of low?
Yeah, but it sounds a lot clearer now.
Yeah, it's a Blog Talk issue.
Oh man, that sucks. Cause, yeah, they're inboxing me talking about they can barely hear you. Yeah, it sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, well, if you can't hear me, you can feel free to go on to the next call or whatever. Cause it's a Blog Talk thing. My phone costs $200, and I can, you know what I'm saying?
Oh wow, it's getting worse, man. That sucks. I really want to hear you spit, yo. Oh man.
Well, come back to me and try me a little later, cause I'll call back.
Now you sound clear.
Yeah.
Now you're out again. All right. Call back, cause I want to hear, you know, and we got time. All right.
Okay, baby.
All right,
I'll call
baby.
Back in.
All right. And that just sucks. What I'm going to do, everybody, I'm going to now see if this thing is acting a fool. Why are we doing this to me? What happened? I was looking for some. Oh, Lord. Y'all got to excuse me for a second. I tell you what. I'll play a song until I can find the station identification. Y'all just enjoy this song real quick.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. Right in this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? Cause I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. So used to standing, so used to being on my own. But this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step. If you catch me when I fall for you, 'cause I'm falling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Love Zone, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. We are coming up on 5 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. Call in. Put your hand up so you can be heard and participate. All right, I'm going to try for real. I'll see you all once more and see how things go.
Hey,
welcome back,
hey,
love.
Hey,
there you go. There's a beautiful voice. There it is. There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, yes, yes. So,
hey.
Are you ready to give us some of that deliciousness that you spit all the time, that awesome flow that you have?
Oh, there's so much lather. So much lather. You lather me down. I feel lathered. Yes. listen, you know what I bought? I was recently tagged to one of my own pieces that was that I wrote, I guess it was last year or something like that. My niece actually tagged it to me. It was one of those pieces I was talking to you guys about at the Soul Cafe when I go and I asked you guys to just go into Facebook or someplace. And where we make our post at, just openly write a piece right there. Remember when we was talking about that? Writing a piece, sort of like in public, right there on the spot, you know, no thinking about it, just writing a piece and posting it. This is one of those pieces that I wrote, basically like freestyling, but you're writing it and you're posting it. This was one of those pieces. So when I saw it and I heard it, when I saw her tag me too, I was like, whoa. I had to read it and go over it myself. I forgot that I wrote that because I didn't put it in my notes and write it. I wrote it right there on Facebook and just posted it. And this is one of those pieces. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of short for my work, you know. But I wanted to share that. And it's called She Woke Me. It's called She Woke Me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She woke me, came to me in a dream, opened the door that I was closing when she said that she dug me, woke in me a part of me that was dying, dead man sleeping, love no longer seeking. He just wanted to rest from all that love mess. He was closing the door, had no vision of any new beginnings, only visible glimpses of old bad endings. He vows now that forever he shall remain alone, love's stepchild. All that sappy love stuff gone, right up until the alarm clock went off. Damn, damn it. No, she didn't just kiss the inner parts of me. Thought that I told Cupid to stay the hell away from me. Wake up, wake up. Life's notifications kept screaming as she woke me, touching me, infecting me with that love shit. Now I'm sick again. She woke me. She woke me, came to me in a dream, opened the door that I was closing when she said that she dug me. Woken me a part of me that was dying as she woke me. For real. In peace.
I love that. I love that. You said, no, she didn't do what?
No, she didn't. Where'd she go? Oh, you wanted me to repeat that?
Yeah, that line. I like that.
Okay, let me go back. Right up until the last minute, and the alarm clock went off, damn it. No, she didn't just kiss the inner parts of me. Mm-hmm. I thought that I told Cupid to stay the hell away from me. Wake up, wake up. Mm-hmm. Life's notifications kept screaming as she woke me by touching me, mm-hmm. infecting me with that love shit. Now I'm love sick again because she woke me.
Mm-hmm. I like that part right there, man. There it goes. Wow. I want to ask you.
Yeah. Yes.
When you were writing this piece, do you have a picture of her in your mind?
Yes, I do. Sort of. I have a feeling in my heart.
Okay.
And the piece states that she woke me. Because at a time, that was at a time where I was falling out with not out of, but out with love, you know, and someone came that touched my heart. And I thought that love would be dead and I wanted to kill it, to be honest truth. But someone came along and jarred me back awoke and then with love, and it touched me. And I was feeling it, I believe, at that time. And I just opened up Facebook and just wanted to write, but I didn't want to write in solo. I didn't want to write in my notes. I just wanted to write, you know, I wanted to scream it out to the top of at the top of the mountain that, you know, that I was still in love with love and alive in it. And so I began to write on Facebook, and I just posted it. And I forgot all about it until I saw it come back as a memory on Facebook with my my niece tagging me to it, saying my uncle killed this, and I'm like, what? And it's, under it was the poem that I wrote, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know she read my stuff, but yeah, my niece sent it back to me.
That's a stop. I really do, and yes, you're right. It is short for you. But it's still powerful. Mm-hmm. You still have some very profound pieces that you, profound words that you use in there. And I just love your delivery, man. I could listen to you every single day for the piece. You know, even though we talk on a regular basis, I could start my day with hearing a piece by you, honestly, because you make the person go in themselves and feel. You know, your words, you bring about you make them animated. It's like, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Right.
That means a
just
lot.
Like that.
You know.
Oh yeah.
That
definitely
means a lot. It was written from the heart, and I want to deliver it from the same place. And you know, that's the only way I think that somebody can feel it is to do it like I felt, to put in it the energy, the emotion that I felt. Because if it was a hurt piece, I would like that for you to feel that. Although, you know, hurt and pain, we don't want that. But if I'm going to recreate what I wrote, there's no better way to do it. You know,
you
what I'm saying?
Make them feel it. Yes.
So thank you for feeling that.
Oh, thank you for making me feel it. You know, I think as poets, we all want someone to, at least someone, to feel how we felt when we were writing that, when we were penning that, you know, at least somebody to understand or kind of understand. You'll never really understand because it's coming from inside of us, but it'll be a similar feeling, so close that you will think that, damn, they're telling my story. I feel that way. I love that, man. I really, really love that.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you. You know, pain is very relatable.
Yes, it is. Lord, yes, it is. You said a mouthful right there, honey. Trust me. Now, before I let you go, please tell everybody what you have going on. This is your world, your baby. You birthed Epiphany. So what you got going on in your world?
Hey, well, look, Monday around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to be selling hot muffins and water at the corner of Broad and Mifflin for $2 a piece. Baby, baby.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, at Epiphany Radio, one of these Mondays, I don't know which one it is, but at 9 o'clock p.m. at Epiphany Radio, there'll be the Soul Cafe hosted by myself, Miss Pearlie Negra, the one and only Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and essentially Janice hosting and holding down the event page. And we're going to be doing some open mic poetry. And the second half of the program, we'll be picking up our pen, where we're going to be doing some writing on the spot, something like I just gave you an example of. On the spot, after I give you some phrases, you write some pieces, I write some pieces while the music is playing. You have until the song I play is over to have your piece done. And it's a lot of fun and excitement, y'all, sharing in our creativity pieces and how and what motivates us to write. And that's at the Soul Cafe Monday, 2 weeks from now. Baby, baby, back to you, Miss Pearlie.
Thank you. That was lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank
yes, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess
and
what?
I'll bring
you're
some
a
muffins.
Hell of a job. You can bring some muffins.
Yes. I'll bring muffins and, you know, yes, all kinds of assorted nuts and muffins mixed. And the way you, however you like your water, you have to let me know how you like your water. Some people like it lukewarm. Some people like it table soft. And some people like it cold. I'm a cold water man. I'm drinking cold water. I'm drinking any warm-ass water that's been sitting around. I don't want to.
I like room temperature water. I am one of those people. Not so much lukewarm, but I do like room temperature water.
Let me ask you this before we get off this call. I know you got you have to show to do, but speaking of water, I was with someone the other day, and she kind of got on my nerves about water. I want to ask you, and maybe you're listening, what is the thing, well, she told me, because she's into nutrition and all this stuff, talking about how good, I don't know what you call it with water, just that sitting out, room temperature water is better for you, is good for you for some reason, because I had pulled out some ice water, and she was like, warm water. Could you tell me why? Do you know why?
Because it gets things moving inside. Cold water has a tendency to make things tighten up inside. What they say, warm water is the best. Room temperature water is actually the best for you to drink because it moves the crowd inside. And you know, our health, gut health, is where everything stems from. So you want it to be, you know, it makes everything comfortable inside. It's good for you. That's why. She's
right. Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, and I thank you for giving me that answer, because I had a problem with that. But I do understand from what you said. Can I put another twist on that?
You sure can.
All right. Okay. Now, are you drinking it for pleasure of drinking water or for the health benefits of it? Because I could throw something else in there. Because there's another thing. Like, I have a person at work. They get on my nerves because they know I have heart issues and things like that. So this one nurse, she was watching me drink some coffee, you know, and she was like, all that sugar. She went and made some tea. Didn't put no sugar in it or nothing like that, and told me that's how she likes to drink her tea and this and that. I said, well, are you drinking for flavor, for pleasure, or for health benefit? Because I'm at a stage in life, look, if I'm going to drink something, if I'm going to eat something, it's for the pleasure of not sort of just live. I mean, there's some people that eat to live and some people that live to eat. But I'm not drinking no tea without no sugar and no flavor and just consuming it, just like, you know, it's got to have some taste to it. It's got to make me say, or something. What's your feeling on that?
I drink for both. I know the benefits of drinking water, and that makes my experience in enjoying it even better because I love water. I drink water all day, every day. Okay, I do. As far as that woman and her, I mean, everybody got a preference as far as how they want their shit to taste. She sounds like her tea, bitter.
Yeah, she's kind of a bitter person. I don't think she's getting any political, by the way. Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe she needs to go ahead and get herself a shot or two or four.
I think she needs a little sugar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody could use a little. But I drink for more for the pleasure. I just, like I said, the pleasure of the taste of it, but more so it just makes the experience better when you know that it's healthy for you as well. It's a little bit of both. Yeah, because I ain't putting nothing in my mouth that don't feel right. Ooh, that
You know, I've never really been real big on water unless it had Kool-Aid and sugar in it. Or lemon and sugar. And I tell people, look, it's still the same water. I just have some Kool-Aid in it. So what's the problem? I'm not understanding.
Because it changes. It's not water anymore. When you add something to it, it changes into something else. It's not just water anymore.
Okay. All right. I hear you. I'm not going to fight with you. But I do understand the benefits. I do get the benefits of water. I do drink a lot of water at work. I don't know why at work I drink a lot of it. I think because it's like the it's the thing to do. You see a lot of people getting water, you know. It's like the thing to do. And plus we have those fountains, you know. The water comes out differently. And so I do drink a lot of water at work, but I'm more of a juice guy. Half and half iced tea, half lemonade. I had to get away from sodas because I really had a really bad addiction to sodas. But water, yeah, okay. I'm glad that we had this discussion, though, because I do feel better about that, and I'm not going to be giving that person a hard time any longer, although I like all my beverages ice cold when they're supposed to be cold.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Thank you for,
thank you for
asking me.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me the time to take over your show with the question of water.
It's all good, man. Look, you man, you got carte blanche. It's your
show. Hey, well, you know, thank you. And Miss VIP, get better, darling. Drink some water, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Send a shout out to me, too, because he's a little under the weather, too.
You know, everybody catching
these germs. Yeah.
Yeah, get some water in your system, y'all. Room temperature water, too. Room temperature.
It is better. It is better. It's like if you have mucus, you know, mucus is the main cause of cancer and a lot of other issues. If you have mucus, the warm water helps loosen it, break it up, and that way you expel it from your system. Cold water is actually going to make it clump together. Make it harder.
Clump.
You know, nothing.
Use the words that you're using. You know, it's nothing like loose mucus and clumped up or clumped up mucus. Either one or neither. I'd rather have neither.
Right, right. I don't want it in any at all. But we all have some type of mucus.
I wish. I hope that they're drinking water as they listen to this program tonight. Drink some room temperature water, y'all. You know what? After I get off the phone with you, I'm going to drink some water just for the hell of it because I don't want nothing clumped up. I really don't want it loose, but I have it rather. I'd rather have it loose, I guess, so it can come up my system. I know I'm putting you through hell right now.
No, it's all good. You know I like this kind of.
Hey,
let
look,
me get
it's all
to my other
to
callers,
though.
Most definitely, y'all.
Okay.
Get your raw link, yo. Okay, good
get your
energy.
Raw link, y'all. I love you,
okay.
Other callers.
Healing
other
stone.
Callers. Other callers. I love you, other callers.
Crazy.
I see y'all Monday, 2 weeks from now.
Yes. We will see you. All right, for real, put you over in the Love Lounge. Go over there and say hi to Kalinda. I don't know if you've actually met her yet, but she's a mixologist that works in the lounge, in the Love Lounge.
Okay.
Usually, poetic is over there.
Yeah.
but she's not here tonight, so she's kind of lonely.
Yeah,
she
likes got
the germs.
She's
awesome.
Water. I'll have some warm water. I'll have some warm water, Kalinda. Belinda, whatever your name is.
Kalinda, yes.
Okay. All right, whatever, Linda. Whatever Linda's back there, I'll just have some warm water.
You're paying her. You need to meet her.
Oh, my. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's on your staff.
She's on my staff? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Is she single?
Oh, God.
I can't mess with the staff, though. It's the rule at Epiphany Radio. I can't mess with the staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One love, one mic. One love.
One love, one mic, Miss Pearly Negra. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Oh, Lord, everybody, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet. I'm going to go to this next caller. We go from For Real, the Poet to C-34 Music. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing? C-Double, can you hear me? C-Double. Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to come back to him. Okay, I'm going to come back to him. I'm going to go to this next caller, who happens to be one of my favorite New York Jones poet laureate, sexy intellectual. We got a flavor out the wise son. Welcome to the Love Zone, darling. How you doing tonight?
Who, me? I'm good.
Yeah, you. Are you not a New Yorker?
I am a New Yorker.
Are you not
a
poet laureate?
I've not been deemed a poetry laureate as of yet. However, if it's in the air, it's in God's ears, and God makes all things happen. Such
well,
is my prayer.
I put it out there. I put it out there. I sent it out there on a light beam. Oh, it's out there. Okay. Are you not
That's where I'm going.
Intellectual?
I've read a couple of books. Sometimes, you know.
Okay, well, then it's you that I'm talking to. Definitely.
You know what? You know what? Well, since you said it like that, then damn it, I'm with you.
Right. How are you tonight, though?
I am pretty good this evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, actually. It's always awesome to hear your voice on here. I love the support and the show of love and y'all calling, man. It makes me feel awesome. Totally
I'd
awesome.
Be trying. I ain't successful, but I'd be trying. I gotta get up to Van and Mojave status, and For Real, the Poet, and some of these other cats that's coming through. I need to catch up.
You're right there with them. All of y'all are part of the elite, as far as I'm concerned, man. I'm just a novice.
I'm the brother that's holding the water so that when the champs is off the court, they can have something to drink.
That just means you're on the team. You're still on the same team, man. It doesn't mean you're any less than. I love all of y'all. You know me? 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 Oh man, that is the best. It's the best.
That has got to be the coolest video.
It's so adorable. I love it. The expression, the tone, everything, and the slap. It's just life. Oh God.
The slap at the end is the best.
It is.
But you better.
Right. She looked at
You better.
You know, you know what? You're not going to do this to me. But you have a tendency to send people into laughing fits. I just wanted to make you aware of that. Okay. I'm not going to do this. I am not.
I'm kind of funny.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
kind of
more
funny.
Than kind of funny. Okay, kind of. You are hilarious, man.
I have a healthy sense of humor.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Well, mine's just
I have
rather
a healthy
twisted.
Sense of humor.
Well, mine's just twisted, but it works.
I have fun, and I have fun. Even in the midst of misery, I try to have fun.
I know that's right. Yo, dance in your storm, honey. Enjoy it. Because you know it's going to be over soon. And the sun is going to come out again. And the clouds clear. That's what's up. I must be some kind of poeter.
Out here writing poetry. Listen, you got a lot of nerve, lady.
There's something going on. Oh, can I ask you the question of the evening?
You can ask, girl, you can ask me whatever you want to. You can ask whatever you want to.
Nah, I can't ask you that on the air, but I'm going to ask you the question of the evening.
Or should I ask like my doctor? And my doctor's like, you can ask whatever questions you want to ask.
Oh,
just make sure that he answers the question properly.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
Like them old Jewish men.
This Guy Robinson's a misogynist.
No, you cannot do
but
this to me.
He writes good poetry, so I can't argue with him. He finds himself a if he can only find himself a beautiful girl and get married, he'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Yo. You are crazy. Oh, my God. Okay. Let me breathe. All right.
My apologies.
J-Rob, the wise
Yes,
son.
Ma'am.
I want to know, if you were in a relationship, okay, and you are just giving your partner all the benefits as a spouse would. I'm talking about having their bath water drawn as they come in from work, massaging their scalp, listening, letting them release their problems onto you, and just giving them a good early every morning and serving them breakfast in bed and just, you know, all that washing their clothes thing, and you believe that you are exclusive to one another, and then you go out in public and she introduces you as just her friend. How would that make you feel? Oh, this is my friend.
Because I got such a good sense of humor, I wouldn't flip over that. Because you just told me what you thought. So why am I going to flip? I'll enjoy the rest of the afternoon. And then I'm back on my bullshit after that. But you got to remind somebody, when I'm back on my bullshit, you can't ask questions and you can't ask and you can't request demands of a girlfriend or of a significant other, if you will. Because you've made it clear that I'm just a friend. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I might curtail some of my behavior. Because if I'm going all out, and let's just say I paid a bill or two. I'm like, I'm paying a couple of bills and I'm just a friend. Okay, I got played. Okay, cool. No problem. I know where I stand. So now the behavior shifts, but you can't ask questions like, why did the behavior change? You pretty much told me to change my behavior. The moment you told me I wasn't your man, I was your friend. Friends don't pay bills. I'm sorry. Friends don't run bathwater. I mean, some of your friends do, but that's your gay friend. Or the other guy that does that is your father, and I'm not your father. So, okay, cool. let me get back on my bullshit, and I'll find somebody who appreciates all this other stuff. However, here's a flip side to this. If the two of you never had that conversation about what do we deem this relationship as, because women are really big on titles, and if you haven't had that discussion and you're of the assumption, you're going to get what you get when you get what you got. So you can't be mad. You can't be upset. And I say that because I've been in that position. And I was like, okay, cool. This is who we are, and this is what I am. So as I shifted my behavior, she's like, well, what's up with you? I'm like, well, I'm going on a date. I'm about to go hang out. What do you mean? I'm like, I'm on a date. I'm going to holler at you later. And as I did, I was like, you know, you told me we were just friends. So I'm cool.
Okay.
And then I moved. And as pissed off as she was, and as much as she wanted to change the behavior to a mutually exclusive thing, I'm like, that's not what you said this was. So,
bye-bye. That's fair. I absolutely think that is fair. I won't be disrespectful, but I'm going to pull back all the pleasantries that they were, you know, benefiting from, because friends have limitations as far as a relationship goes in that capacity. I'm not going to keep giving you all the good stuff, and I can't claim you. You can't claim me. Now, I got to go do something else elsewhere because I don't even want to do that shit with you no more. So I dig it. I dig that a lot.
Yeah, so if we're dating, I understand it. If we're dating, I dig it. I'm just your friend. Cause don't invite me places where people are going to ask you, who am I? Because somebody might be at the event when you say I'm a friend, and I'm like, well, then you come here with her? Yeah, but we're just friends. So it's good with you.
Okay, see, you cutting out. But I dig
it's
it.
True.
I dig it. I dig
like,
it.
You can't ask me. You can't get mad at me sliding my number to somebody else or passing her my cell phone and say, put your phone number in there and leave me a nice message. You said we were friends.
That one might want to be more than just friends.
Yeah.
You know?
And then
I
I'm the kind of idiot that would be like, so you good from here. You good on getting home from here, right?
Not the abandoned.
You sure you're going to go get something to eat?
You going to abandon
like, you good
your
here?
Friend.
Cool. I'm like, yo, you good here? Because we about to go get something to eat. I'm going to holler at you. And you can't ask me where am I going. We're just friends.
Friends.
You can't ask me am I driving you home. I'm like, I met somebody at a party you took me to. We're just friends. And I kind of met somebody, and she looked like she kind of with it, so I'm going to holler at you in a minute. I'll call you, like, you know, I'll call you in April.
Ouch. Ouch. What a sting. Oh, you sure you ain't part Scorpio? That is a
I've done that.
Stinger.
Like, I'll call you in April.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
We're just friends.
I can dig it. Hey, I respect that. And they have to, too, because I'm going to just say it's smart. It's a wake-up call. How about that? I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Just friends.
There you go. That's what's up. Definitely. Now, J-Rob the Wise Son. Thank you for that, your opinion and commentary. Before you get into your piece, can you please tell the poetry world what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
I don't have a damn thing going on in the Epiphany Universe. However, Winston Ever, Van Meadows, and myself, we have this little show that comes on the Epiphany Radio Network called The Get Down. and we're trying to put a little show together. You know, make it kind of spicy. Tomorrow night, Thursday, as a matter of fact, it's going to be a really, really interesting show, and we're asking people to come through. Because I'm asking people, what is the craziest thing that's ever inspired your poetry? I don't care what it is. What is the craziest thing that's ever inspired your poetry?
Oh, man,
you know, it could be anything from Alphabet Soup to Roe versus Wade. I don't care. Whatever it is that inspired your poetry.
Oh, my God. Because
we're all inspired by something. And I just want to know. Come through, share your piece, have some fun. I'll do some voices. We'll have some laughs. It'll be wonderful. Tomorrow night,
yes.
Get down, 9 p.m.
You heard him, everybody. Same bad channel, same bad time. Now, Mr. Wise Fun, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something delectable for our ears.
Nothing delicious, Milad. What I did
do. Delectable.
I have something that's dedicated to every single poet that has graced this microphone and who may come after me and who may join future. It's called the Poet's Prayer. Mm. So
the mic is yours.
Feeling this whole thing for all of us who touch this microphone. So at times I'm not writing poetry. I'm writing the prayers of various souls that still lay to this day deep in the earth, even giving a voice to those same souls that never made it to birth. Give the Almighty, how could this be possible? How could he possibly have chosen me to touch folks again with just a few lines connected by prayers, touched by paper and pen? I'm asking God, can you please look over all of those poets that aren't here to speak for themselves, but allow me and other laureates to speak their truths, whether it's a rainy day or a starry night, until those out there begin to feel the pulse of each piece and feel what a soothsayer might say on any given night. Telling stage stories at times just to see who's one of the best, some for competition, others to say, my God, that really got to this off my chest. I'm glad I was able to do this, and at least I got to release. Again, giving a voice to those that never got a chance to show how beautiful it is just to be, or tell the world, look at all the beautiful things that you might see in the world. Yet we treat one another so horribly. The flip side asks for those of us to be free still. Come over here. Give my words wings and speak in a voice like Nikki Giovanni. Say something to me, not knowing whose spirit that we might move at any given moment with a piece that's so deep, metaphorically so wet, gracefully that we weren't even there to share while we were just there, lost in time. For that time that's given in a moment, just standing there, giving the world a little piece of me. Hoping that God hear the prayers of his people through the verses of this spoken word soliloquy. So all I ever ask, and whatever happens after this is heard, is that the retort becomes the result of those prayers and them same prayers and all of those prayers before each of us in the hereafter ever get a chance to say. So right now on this stage in front of this microphone, I kneel in humble submission position for all those souls to listen, because true poets wouldn't have it any other way. And to that, to the poetry guys, I say amen. Thank and I say.
Amen. I say. Give my words wings. I love that right there. That says everything. That is a dope ass piece. But that one line right there, give my words wings. Man, beautiful, beautiful piece. I love it. It's inspirational. It's uplifting. Oh, man. I say. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm of the opinion that every single poet has a story to tell. Whether you're one of the best to ever do it, or you're an amateur, or this is your first time on stage, something you say is going to touch somebody out in the audience. You never know who, and they may never say anything, but you have enough people out there listening. And all you need, one pen, one piece of paper, and one mic. You can change the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, you're a deep cat. Love you. You know I'm a fan. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for that. Man, I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge. Wait now. You know, my mixologist, she is the mixologist, okay, Kalinda. Usually, Poetic is over there keeping her occupied because she loves to have conversation. They got some little thing going, but
Let me just slide over there with this chocolate pudding and talk to that girl. I ain't got to worry about Vanna's competition. Let me go over here and slide this chocolate pudding on by her. Come on.
Most definitely.
Let me go over here and introduce this woman to Ebony Einstein.
Uh-oh,
have a conversation
uh-oh.
For her.
Uh-oh. All right. Thank you so much, J-Rob. One love, one mic.
Damn you! You love me. You love me. You love me. You love me.
Oh, God. Bye. Bye. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob the Wise. So let me do this radio ID real, real quick.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Brady, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Love Zone. I'm your host, the Perla Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to participate. I'd love to hear what you got to say. It is approximately 23 minutes before the 11 o'clock hour. At 11 o'clock, I'm telling you now, those of you streaming online or have not called in, you will not get in. The Blog Talk lady has no filter. She has no chill. She do not care. She will cut you off and shut you out. So y'all come on, get on in here. I'm going to open up this next mic to Edwina. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm doing okay. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. You know.
Yours too. Thank you.
Often. That's awesome. You know what? I love Poetry Corner with King Atterbury, and I caught it
absolutely.
The other night with you guys because my signal was so crappy. I couldn't stay on there. I kept getting booted, and I was really feeling some type of way. But I truly, truly am a fan, man. I love listening to your poetry.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I love your stuff. You inspire me every day, I'm telling you. Because you are so dynamic the way that you write. You come up with so many different things. I'm telling you. I love it.
Wow.
I don't say it enough.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Wow. Wow. I love that word, dynamic. What's up?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was looking through the tapes, and I just see how, like, from one day to the next, every time that I hear you, it could be something completely different, and you nail it every single time. I love it. From the erotic to
Me.
Yes, definitely. I'm sorry. Okay.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
thank you.
No,
that was I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm ready. You ready for the question of the evening?
I am.
Okay. So you're in a relationship with someone, and you're doing everything for this person. You know what I mean? The things that would be exclusive to a spouse or a person that is exclusive to you. You know, you guys, you've been together for a minute, and you do all of these wonderful things, amazing things, and then you're out in public, and he introduces you as, oh, she's just my friend. How would you feel about that? What would be your reaction?
I think I would definitely be offended by that, but I would definitely change my tact after that because, no, you're not going to enjoy the fruits of more than just the friendship and then turn around and change it when you're in public. Unless it was, you know, like you didn't have a conversation before that and you guys weren't exclusive, you can't, you know, necessarily expect because you give a person, you're a giver, that you're not going to meet someone that's just willing to take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the, you know, so sometimes if you don't have a conversation with a person, you can just be friends and they will completely take advantage of more than just a friend. It's like, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? But no, I don't think I would be able to just stand there. I think, yeah, would come out of pocket. I have an alter ego. Her name is Alpha Quandasia. And when I have to get, when we act up.
Okay.
Don't bring her out, okay? That will bring her out.
Are you a Sagittarius?
No, I'm an Aries. That's why I blame everything on my alter ego.
Oh,
I'm nice. Edwina is sweet.
Okay. Wow. Okay, I get it now. Whew, I can't get some y'all Aries.
Okay.
Thanksgiving. I was over at my son's apartment, and this is his first Thanksgiving in his own place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 12 people there. Aside from me and his girlfriend, everybody was Aries. Oh, and my son.
Oh, wow.
Everybody else is an Aries. I am attracting so many Aries this year. I don't know what it is, but everywhere I go, you know, and I'm big on the zodiac thing. It's just something that I'm drawn to. But I'm like, another one.
If you can get past our bipolar nature, we are very lovable. Maybe you're attracted to me.
You know what? I don't even look at you guys as being bipolar. Now, I got two kids that are Aries. Okay, my youngest son and my oldest daughter, are Aries, okay? I don't look at you as being bipolar, but I think you guys need to just listen a little bit more sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And stop thinking that everybody's stupid if we don't agree with y'all.
Right.
Stop doing that.
We do. In our head, it's like, what are you even talking about? Your plan makes absolutely no sense until we fall, and then we're like, oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah. But other than that, I think you guys are amazing people. You have some of the biggest hearts. I'm so serious, you know, and y'all seem to love me.
Right. Yes.
You know, it's all good, you know. But you guys, yeah, y'all a little off-center.
Okay.
I'll say it that way. Just a little.
I can say that we can be a little too frank. Like, we can be very nice, but then we can be too candid when we speak, and then people take that as being, you know.
A little harsh. I like the frank
right.
because it's honest.
Yeah.
It's
right.
very honest, and I would rather you give me the frankness than sugarcoat some bullshit, okay?
Because
then my feelings will be hurt later.
Right, exactly. Yeah, some people think that I'm mean for being that way, but sometimes you got to tell it like it is, I think. It's the best way to tell it.
I'm like this. Don't ask the question that you don't want the answer to.
Hello.
Okay.
Exactly.
Don't try to learn. Don't
track come to go to war with a slingshot. And somebody got a gun, a shotgun. Okay, because don't work like that.
Exactly.
But I have other callers, so I got to see what did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something that's going to stroke our eardrums and make us feel good.
Okay. All right, definitely. I have something for you. All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Something had changed. Something had changed. I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stop shooting straight and start subscribing to the game. Yeah, it's the game. There's no one else to blame for what two unfulfilled hearts will do, becoming one just to maintain. We both started out knowing the value in each other's eyes, like you knew that I was a smart ass and I knew that you were fly, and I knew that you were a rocket man with ambitions for the sky, and I was your muse, your rocket fuel, with a parting of these thighs. What I didn't know was that a fangirl ain't the mindset of a wife. What I didn't know was to really love you, I had to love me twice. That's one time for the big girl, one for the little one inside. All I knew was just being here to revel in your glow was a get in where I fit in vibe, leave well enough alone. That fit into an image that I hope you would condone, that accept things I didn't mess with just as long as you'd come home. That forget the way that I feel inside, that man your backbone in retrospect. That could have been where it all went wrong. I was moving as if without you, I didn't have one of my own, but something had changed. It didn't start out this way. I remember how I felt the first time ever I saw your face. I remember the tender touches, the attention and the care. I remember going into empty places knowing I'd find you there. I remember slow dancing on rose petals dressed in nothing but a smile. I remember feeling wanted in ways I hadn't in a while. I remember the feeling of landing in the grace of being your girl. I remember when what we shared was everything in my world, but something had changed. I mean, I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stopped shooting straight and started subscribing to the game. We started out expecting that we needed a better half. Then the road in life got twisty and cut complicated, and so did the math. Add two new chicks, a secret, divide your attention and your time. Add some compromise, act civilized, pretend everything is fine. When you run up all the numbers, it equals out to be the same. Two people toxically in love playing mind games. Something had changed. The game was to blame. When a sister doesn't love herself, she seeks it in his name. When a brother doesn't love himself like a man should love a man, expectations and delusions tend to ruin everything. Do you already feel royal before they call you king or queen? Are you coming to the table knowing everything you bring? Commitment scares a man who doesn't feel quite whole inside, and submission is martyrdom to a sister lacking in self-pride, both holding on to the exit doors, claiming they're taken for a ride. The game will have you on gas and him on blast to a two run down to fight. Masterpiece. Thank you. Thank you for the mic.
Yo, yo. Yo, I'm trying to tell you something. That piece right there, I remember the first time I heard it. And then you did it again, and it sounded better. And this time, you had that, you was just flowing like water over the rocks. And that, my favorite part is still, did you feel like royalty before they called you a king? Yo.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that is that work. That is that
Thank
work.
You.
I love that piece, Elena. Oh, man. Yes, yes,
I
yes.
appreciate
Thank
it. Thank
you.
Thank
man.
You. Thank you for the mic.
Oh, man. You know, it's always an open one here for you. Oh,
okay.
I love that
Thank
piece.
You.
Damn, man. You went in. Okay, sis.
Thank you.
Oh, man. All right, Diva, I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge. You go in there and have your favorite drink. All drinks are going to the house. And say hi to everybody that's over there.
Will
one
do.
Love,
Thank
mic.
You. One love, one mic. Good night.
Good night. Wow. That was, I love that piece, man. I can hear that over and over again. I'm going to go back up here and try our words again. himself with 34 Music and see if he's ready to get on the mic yet. Hello, C-Double. Welcome to the Love Zone.
You know, I had to deal with a resident from Haiti, and it was like,
okay.
No, you must pull me up. I said, no, you can't not. You will stay there. It will be fine. I do not care. You will go. No. Yeah, this is back and forth, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, La
well,
Pearl.
I'm glad you got a chance. Yes. I am here. Yes. Y'all got me to yourself tonight because, you know, y'all, you sent some prayers out for my diva and also Poetic. They're both under the weather. You know, they're not feeling too good. So.
Well, they're under the weather, but, you know, under the rain, you can grow.
I know that's right. Okay.
So
you must be some kind of poet or something. Okay.
Can you stand the rain? There you go.
That was, that is
what, yeah, but they got my prayers, they got my well wishes and everything.
Thank you. I'm sure they appreciate that. Thank you. Thank
yes.
you. Now, C-Double.
Yes.
Are you ready for the question of the evening?
I'm going to prepare myself. Yeah, I'm prepared. Okay, let's go.
So you're in a relationship, okay? And, your partner has all exclusive rights to you. I mean, you're just doing everything, cooking, cleaning, making sure the food, I mean, serving her in bed and the bath water is drawn. And when she comes in from work, she can lay her head on you and release her whole day. You know, she has your undivided attention, and this is exclusivity. And then you get out in public and she introduces you, oh, he's just my friend. How would that make you feel?
That would make me feel like Babyface when I wanted to slap him for writing, I'll pay your rent, I'll buy your clothes, I'll cook your dinner too. Baby. I'm like, that's why you yodel so much. I'm like, I wanted to slap him, man. Please. Yeah, I've been there, done that. I'm like, you made me think of this girl I was with that kind of resembled a dark chocolate version of Mary J. Blige. Now,
okay.
I used to call her a sister. We used to co-work together. I used to call her a sister. She comes in
okay.
with this leather cat suit kind of thing, like Halle Berry. I said, I couldn't call you a sister no more.
Ooh.
After that,
okay.
she decided when I was in a room, by myself, to pop out a Pam Grier breast and test me.
Oh.
Long story short, we got into a relationship, but I could not be her main man because she had Mr. Biggs as living with her.
Oh,
so in other words, I was the other dude. And I'm like, okay. But then she got upset when I was messing around with this girl that looked like Holly Robinson Pete.
Oh, double standard, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, to me, it's like she was so upset about it, and then I was like, dang, I feel bad about it. I was like, I ought to slap myself on that one.
I'm just getting ready to say, how you going to make me mad at yourself?
Yeah, I was mad at myself because I'm like, I hurt your feelings. Wait a minute, but you still with this dude?
Exactly.
And I'm doing the baby face stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Wake up.
Okay.
You ain't that. You can't be that thirsty, my friend. Come on, let's go.
I know that's right, man. People got nerve, you know. They want to get upset with you. When you pull a them on them, you know?
Yep, exactly.
That's a trip. That is a trip. Yeah, I feel you on that one. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. Life happens.
Flashbacks. Dang. You just did that to me.
Flashbacks. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, just take a deep breath. Breathe deep and easy. Deep and
yeah, that's what she liked. That's what she liked when I used to do.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what did you bring for the pleasantry of our ear?
I brought this piece that kind of reminds me of a lot of the relationships I had, and this piece is entitled, You Better Ask Somebody.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I assumed you knew me, all my idiosyncrasies, how I flow. I really thought you were the air I breathe. You look at me like I'm this same dude you met back in 1993, rocking an Aaron Hall shaved head, cargo pants, Timberland boots, fitted cap, starter jacket with the Lakers, and a pager. Couldn't afford a Range Rover, so I drove a Cadillac Fleetwood Brougham, a hoopty that went for 20 miles and then it broke down as we were listening to Brand Nubian. But slow down. Here's a lowdown. Even that term, down low, has changed. Why should I stay the same? No, I'm not gay. Even though the world hates that I'm straight, I won't bend to their agendas and pretend I'm a friend to them. I've grown as a man way more than my erection does. Speaking of that, when can we have consensual sex? So now I'm a bastard. I've committed sexual harassment. Thought you were my woman. Don't I have a right to ask that? I could tap that ass quick. You put me to the back of the classroom like I was a bad kid, imagining you as I masturbate. Be one of them days and I must be so gone. But before you walk out of my life, didn't you claim that I was yours? Evident by that splattered dress after you tried to inhale me. I'm being blunt in this description. I spread you out like cheese on a steak in Philly. Things have gotten rocky and you expect me to be a statue. I'm like an eagle and I'm going to fly now. But you won't show me the gratitude. I'm a new man, but your signs fell down by the wayside. You can't stand the fact I'm laying down that I've been this way and I'm not going back. So what you gonna do when this metamorphosis come forward running wild on you? If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And just know, this much is true. I've spanned all your ballet classes and saw that man teacher's hands in different sections. You say you don't know who I am anymore, pendant woman, some questions? Where the hell you been? And don't play around acting stupid. Has he had a taste of your lubricant? Never mind, I'm gone. My number and my time, lose it, bitch. C-34, hit it, improvise. If you don't know me by now, you better recognize. In peace.
Yo, wait a minute. Did you throw the Lewinsky flattered dress in there? Is that what I heard?
Say that again.
The Monica Lewinsky, the flattered dress.
Ah.
Is that what I heard? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I flipped Monica to Monica Lewinsky. Yes, I did. You caught that. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was dope. I said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Tasting him and, oh, child, that was dope, though. I like that story.
Y'all inspired me to write that this morning, so I was like, this is for this show.
Wow, that was, oh, man, I love that piece in double. Thank you so much for bringing it. Damn. Every time I think about that, I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna set you over there in the love lounge. You go on over there and get yourself a drink from the house.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave one after that one. One love, one bite.
Go on over there. All right. Bye. Not the Monica Lewinsky flattered dress. Not the dress. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. That was pretty dope. That was really dope. Well, we're going to go for the C-double to it. Just down. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Jay?
What's going on with you, Donnie?
I'm tripping off of you, with these poetry up in here. Yo, they throwing in these
I've been hearing
stuff
it.
Up festival. Yo,
that's because you've been setting up everybody right to fly straight. That's what's up, though.
Yo, the splattered dress, really? You know how long it's been since that
I know.
Happened?
She's back in business again.
Yeah, I heard she got into a lot of business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? She actually became a businesswoman and an advocate for cyber abuse and that type of stuff. But I didn't hear about it when Trump was out there running crazy. But, yeah, she was doing her thing.
I did hear something about that, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. She got into some wild stuff before she even got into that. But, you know what? She grown.
Right.
She grown.
She wasn't a saint from jump, but, you know, she was a young girl. She made a mistake.
She did. It was a lesson she had to learn, you know.
Oh, she got rich behind it. She just had to walk through the fire.
Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, success ain't easy, honey, but it's all right. You know, you're
good. Right. That'll make you feel better.
There you go.
A cup of meal always make you feel better. Yeah.
There you go. Now, are you ready for the question of the evening?
I'm ready for the question of the evening.
All right. So you're in a relationship, okay? And everything you do, you're just doing for this person. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're serving her in bed. Her bath water is drawn, and you're massaging her scalp. And when she comes in from work, you're greeting her at the door with a smile and a kiss and rubbing her feet, and she just can empty out the stress of her day, you know. She's got your undivided attention, and then when you get out in public, she says, "Oh, he's just my friend." How would that make you feel?
Oh, that's ugly right there. Because you know what? For him to even be there, there's an intimacy there behind letting a man even stay in your place while you're gone. That is far beyond a friend. And, you know, a friend can stay there like that, but he's not staying there in that capacity. He's staying in the capacity of a companion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you're ashamed of your companion, then, you know, it's time for me to go ahead and go somewhere else because I don't want to put that type of burden on you.
There you go. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree. Yeah, it's pretty messed up. Or like King Atterbury saying, that's some shit.
Right. Let's look at it simply. Yeah, that's some bush.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, I hate to rush along, but I do have other callers. I would like to get into the conversation with you, but I got other folks waiting, and I know they probably got a little edge. Like,
right. I gotta get up in the morning too, so we both doing each other a favor. Right.
All right. So, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something to stimulate our eardrum.
No, I just came through for the Woody repartee. Actually, you know, it's been nice. So, I'll see y'all
really
next Wednesday.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
Yeah. For real.
I, you know what? I ain't going to just mute your mic. I'm a bang on you. Play with it.
No, don't do that because I can't come back from that. It's 10:03.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what you
got
for
this? See, I knew I was right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and do it then.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. My heart drips like little drops of drizzle after a torrential downpour as gravity pulls life's water from limbs down to drooping leaves of a lush, luxuriant tree. What am I to do? Knowing that in mere moments my heart will be alone, watching memories of in my mind's eye of you and I while my mind's eye reservoir swells to capacity. Our hands pull slowly apart as I set sail and disembark. With our eyes still locked, I still watch. till I can only see your face, I still watch. Till I can only see your form, I still watch. Till you become too small to perceive, as I glare with a catatonic stare over the water that separate me from my love. Dying a slow death, clean hole in my heart. I'm already returning to you. Hold tight, my missing part. Poem.
That was beautiful. That was really,
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, excuse me. I'm opening up the king of the bar.
I hear you giving it the business too, man. It ain't no standing chance. Like,
I was looking for this one. I thought that I had like finished it earlier, and I was feeling kind of disappointed.
Right.
I was like, oh yes, I got excited this mail. But
you still alive.
So much. That's right. And I'm about to do damage
to
it. But
I got me some little bite size in there. I'm about to go ahead and flip those over and go ahead and do some damage to them too. But I appreciate the hospitality, Gail.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that beautiful piece for this day. All right. Go on over there to the Love Lounge, get yourself a drink. Don't forget to tip
it's
my boyfriend.
It's Belinda
in
tonight.
Yes, I got a phone
to pick with her. Bloody Mary didn't have no alcohol in it. But I
know she didn't mess up your drink. She is the mixologist, so I know you. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, she ain't flawless now. Come on, we got other people waiting in the wings. You can holler at me later.
All right, Jay. One love, one mic.
Hey, Kalinda.
Lord. All right, I'm gonna go from Just Jay to this is my boy right here. This is my buddy, my New York, my other New York joy right here. Got so Mojave. Hey, what's up, Iron Man? Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
How are you doing? What's happening?
I'm good. I'm from my candy bar. I'm awesome now. Okay, I'm good.
I'm just stuffing my face while talking to you.
I'm sorry. I had to take a bite. I'm sorry.
No, listen. You know, we foodies. You know, we just sitting there talking, chewing, eating, cooking.
I'll tell you what. While I'm chewing, man, because it's just that kind of bar where you can chew it up right away and swallow everything. Why don't you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Oh, okay. Well, next Tuesday is War Council. I think we got something interesting. I think we got, like, other things. Wendell had this crazy idea. People are big on fighters when we do it, but it's War Council.
Oh,
Lord. Yeah. That was like, yeah, what if we do this? I was like, you know, people are going to call in and try to do that. That is what's going to happen. So it's going to be controversial, but hey, we can handle it.
That's all right. That's why it's called the War Council.
Exactly. So, yeah, and that happened.
That's what's up. Thank you for that. Now, Mojave. Are you ready for the question of the evening?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing everything for this woman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just giving her the grown up every morning and making sure her meals are done when she, you know, she's never without. She always knows she's going to get it from you. And she comes in, you got her bath water drawn, and, you know, you're rubbing her feet, and you're serving her breakfast in bed, and you're just doing all these things, these wonderful things for her, treating her like a queen, you know, like she's a wife, and you get out in public, and she's like, oh, he's just my friend. How you feel?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Only people in my business. Stay out of my business.
Okay. Okay. You know, that's a different aspect now. That's a different perspective on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You get upset. Why do you get people in your business? I take a page out of my brother's book. My brother literally sent a message a month before he got married. He said, hey, I'm getting married on this day. Right? Didn't even know the man had a girl. I did. But he said, date exclusively, you know, relationship quietly, marry quietly so you can take your wins and your losses out of the public eye and no one has to know except for you and your mate. I think that's something that actually comes into play when you think about it. So, you know.
Wow.
As long as you got keep people out your shit. Because some people, they just run roughshod. They just want to run up on your shit. It just doesn't matter. So, you know, being private is probably the best thing that you possibly could do. Keep people out your stuff. We're on the wrong fight. But keep people out your stuff. I mean, you know. Oh, that's just disrespectful, you know, somebody's just doing something else, and it's whatever, but literally, no.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needs to know what kind of the nature of your relationship, and actually, I feel like it's suspect if you are, like, super, like, everything's on Front Street in front of everybody, and you got to show, oh, it's over, it's over. That's goofy to me, because you or somebody else just need to tell the person that you do, you know.
Hmm.
Most people get inspired by seeing people who are active love and not what they're saying about love.
Wow. Okay.
And hear about it.
Okay.
Like one of my fraternity brothers, like when he got married again, well, I mean, the first one we got married, the second time we got married, he said, listen, I did this right. And he doesn't have to talk about how much he loves his wife. You can see it on their faces when they're around each other. They're goofy. They laugh. They're slapping at each other. I'm like, oh, y'all got to act like some middle schoolers. Cut the shit out. Go sit someplace, you know? But they're into each other. They don't put it on Facebook.
Mm.
You know, you see the pictures of them together, but it's not to the point where you see everything. You just see them interacting with each other when they're around each other. And you get this real feeling. You know how serious his daughter from his first marriage with her mother, right? She was very young when she said, I want to go over here and look for my dad and his new wife. Got a family over there. That's the kind of love that lies with families and stuff like that. You don't have to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep. You know, and people spend more time hating on things they don't understand or care for, you know. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's my friend. Well, I should be. I should be a friend. I should be the person that's cool with her and that she should be able to rely upon and be able to talk to. So, yeah.
Okay. I like that. You just gave me a different outlook on the question and the attitude that you take towards that person. You're first to give me a different perspective.
You said all this other stuff, so she got to be special because I ain't doing that. Nobody. No. You
okay.
Want me to what?
I like that. I like that.
You want breakfast with dad? I'm like,
man,
listen, you get the
Pop-Tart.
And the
juice box. No, wait. She's not asking for this. You're just doing it for her because you want to. You know.
That would be special. Make me, yo, if you want to make me come up off with some blueberry waffles from scratch, you got to be special.
Ooh. Oh. Okay. That's the stuff, definitely. Blueberry waffles from scratch? Okay.
Hey, what
part of New York you in?
I'm sorry.
I know.
You're painting yourself in a little bubble. Roll on out.
You know, you my people. I gotta talk some shit.
I'm ducking, dodging, and diving. I'm not even being bothered. I can't. I got too much stuff to focus on. Cleanse yourself. Get yourself.
You know
I'll be honest.
You know me. You know me.
Mm-hmm. You know me. Yes. You know me. Yes. You love me. Yes.
You're crazy as hell.
Clear it out loud. Let it ring. Clear it out. Let it ring. Let's get it. No, okay. I'm stopping. Okay.
Oh, God. All right, Mahari, thank you so much for calling in. Now, what I want is to hear what you brought delectable for our ears.
Funny you should mention it. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Hold on.
The mic is yours.
All right, hold on. I did it backwards. All right, hold it. Gosh, dang it.
There you go, right there.
All right, hold on. Mess me up. All right, you ready? You hear it, right?
Mic is yours.
You hear it, right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Hi. I'm your new boyfriend. Better yet, I'm your new man. I'm here for the deep odd stairs. Be across the room or secret messages on Zoom, I am here for your smile. I know you ain't had it in a while, but listen, I came for that sparkle in your eye. I do affirmations and confidence, affection and evidence of love and scenes. You know what I mean. I do good morning quotation, good conversation and adoration. I do good morning relationship and quips about how the smile selfie always gets me. I do desire hand-holding, PDA and fires where we sit and determine the space and our place in a relationship. I do prayers and blessings as they are the dressings to this beautiful full plate that we create. See, your nipples ask me to take a dip in them, paint them with kisses and ask them how beautiful they are. They gave me permission to exalt them, hold them incredible, give them snuggles, tickle them with beer, keep them warm and on ask. These are all the listed chores and the job descriptions and tasks. They are the mask that give happy multiplication by smile, addition by heart's condition that your mouth is the sum and all I need. There are so many things I could say about you. Metaphorically, you present heavenly. You so pancake and back rubs. You so gospel and love. You so home grill and hand grenades. You so cotton candy on a rainy day. You so beautiful and bright. You so moonlight serenade and beautiful warm breeze at night. Your lips be kissed like morning dew. You sing love whenever I look at you. And I want to hold you. I want to cover you. I want to be the best yet. I want to be the love you enjoy. I want to be who you never forget. I want to be painted into your gaze that you don't forget. From all these sentiments, I'm growing and learning them like I'm learning you to be true on my way to loving you. Home.
Wow. You do this to me every time, man. So beautiful. And, oh, God, all your pieces are swoon worthy, every last one of them. Man, you're so smooth, too. Oh, my God. I love that. It was absolutely beautiful. Man.
Thank you.
Wanting to expose yourself and open to someone. Oh, man. That's, I love that piece. You do it every time.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Mojave. Man, that I can't listen to the playback. I'm send you on over there to the Love Lounge and pick out your drink and drinks are on me. Don't forget to tip my mixologist. You know, she's a little lonely tonight because her partner in crime ain't here. He ain't feeling well.
Yeah, I heard that. But all right.
Now my, huh?
I said, all right.
All right, love. I will talk to you later. One love, one mic.
one mic.
Wow. That was a beautiful piece by Mahali. Now, we're going to go through our last caller. We got a quiet storm rolling through. We got ourselves rain coming through. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Love Zone.
What's up, beautiful?
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. How you
doing? Man, it's been so long.
I know.
I'm doing. Wow. Man. Now, listen. You are our last caller of the evening. And before we get into your piece, all of that good stuff, before I even, you know, ask you what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So you're in a relationship, okay? And you are having difficulty. Okay. I got distracted.
It's all right. Good.
So you're in a relationship. I'm sorry. And you are doing everything for this man. I mean, he's just got all hubby, you know, exclusive rights. Okay? You are cooking. You're cleaning. You're rubbing his feet. You're giving him great conversation. Giving them the grown-up every morning without fail. You're running his bath water, serving him breakfast in bed, and greeting him at the door when he come home from work and letting him relieve the stress of his day off on you. And then you get out in public and you say, oh, she's just my friend. How are you reacting?
So, for me, I guess I'm all about communication, right? So sometimes we kind of just fall into those things naturally. So, you know, if we haven't established that we're more than, you know, like we're exclusive and that is what we're doing, then technically that's all that I am, kind of. But Hav said something there. It's we should be friends first anyway. I have a twist to this, if you wouldn't mind me twisting it a little bit. And I only because it's so very relevant to something else that a friend of mine is going through.
Please, question.
So my friend has been doing this very thing with a gentleman, right? And sometimes we have a hard time committing because we've been hurt so many times, right? So this gentleman has asked her to be his woman twice. And they communicate very well. So she has communicated to him her reservations. So, and his thing was, I hate with us being, and they're living, everything that you're saying, they're living, they're doing. But when he introduces her, as his friend because she has not come around to the space of being comfortable committing to him. So in that respect, I wonder how the gentleman would feel in that respect. But she has, as of today, decided that she's ready. But I'm just saying that it was just very odd and very coincidental that that was your question for tonight, because there was a different spin on it for me that, you know, that I've been on, you know, kind of talking with her. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just, for me, it's all about communication and you know, deciding what we are. You know, we're all adults now, and none of us are fresh, and you know, we've gone through things. So sometimes, you know, we're not in that space. So unless we've agreed that that's where we are, then I think it's perfectly acceptable. Would there be some disappointment, maybe, potentially? Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, it all comes down to that. So that's my long, short answer.
Okay, that's understandable. Some people are afraid of commitment, and it's not that they don't want it or that they don't want to commit to that person, but they've been through a lot, and they haven't healed completely. And if they don't want to push that person away, but, you know, a lot of things don't have any meaning or affect us until we speak it. You know, until you say those words, they go across your lip, or you hear someone say it, the reality check doesn't set in until then. And a lot of people don't want to face that. So I dig where he's coming from with this. I feel you on that. Okay. All right. We got another different perspective on that. Okay. That's what's up. Definitely. Okay. I like that. Okay.
I just, when I heard that, I was like, okay. I was like, this is a different take on him. I'm just scared of something she got going on.
This is my diva's topic, though. Tonight she was supposed to end. She's under the weather. Her and Van both are feeling, they're not feeling good. So, you know.
Feel better, y'all. Feel better.
Yeah. They got the sniffles and the snopsles and all that good stuff going on.
and if C-Dub is still listening, C-Dub, congratulations again. I will get with you and VIP. Congratulations for winning. But C-Dub, I got your message. I will reach out to you when I get back from Michigan this weekend.
Okay. That's
all right.
Now, Rain, before we get into your piece, why don't you tell everybody what you got going on? You got so much going on. You got your own line of clothes. I mean, your company here designing stuff and whatnot, making everybody look, you know, got them dripping with your designs and stuff. And I think you're some kind of a poet, ain't you? You got some kind of whole thing.
I mean,
what you got going on?
I write every now and then. I haven't written
every
in so
now
long.
And then.
But every now and then. I do love me some poetry, though.
Okay.
I'm going to make – I did not say this on my show on Monday, so I'm going to say it here for those that are listening. So Monday night we are having Raw with Rain. It will be our second-to-last show. We are – because my schedule is so demanding, I have to dedicate – I can't commit to a regular show going into 2022. So we will be having a show on Monday, December 6th and December 20th. So Monday is our Color Me News open mic all night. There will not be a giveaway, but we did do a fairly nice giveaway this past Monday. Again, congratulations to VIP and Renaissance Poet and C-Dub for winning. And speaking of the... And that, of course, is at 9 p.m. Central. Where did Central come from? I don't even live in Central.
Mm-hmm.
9 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
9 p.m. Eastern. Girl, listen, it's been a day. I've been so busy. So I do have a lot going on over here with Pulse Designs, and I'm super busy. This is a busy time of year for me, and it's just going to get busier with me adding some new services. So, sadly... Raw with Rain will be filling in the gaps here and there where you guys have a need, but our regular every other week won't be happening anymore. So,
all right, that's good. I mean, we'll take what we can get from you. you know, it's all good.
But you know, I'm still calling in now. I can like right now. I'm working right now, but I'm in between. I'm working on Lisa Lips' order right now. So, but in between times, I listen and we'll call in, of course, as I always did.
It's all good, boss.
Yeah.
Lady. We understand. Questions. I understand. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But, yeah, we better hear from you. Okay.
Oh, I'm not going nowhere. It gets loud in here. So it's very, you know, and the unpredictability of, you know, increased, you know, customers and sales.
Absolutely.
And I pride myself on customer service. So.
I hear that. Good business practice. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
You got to have short turnaround times, right? Don't nobody want to be like, sorry, got to do a poetry show. I'm going to work on your stuff tomorrow.
I hear that.
People not trying to hear that. Plus, I go back into the office. You know, the world is opening, so I won't be working from home anymore after the end of January. So that's always a nice thing to be working from home, but I won't be working from home anymore. So.
Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
But I love it. And you're holding it down, and I know you want to go to bed, I'm sure, or get off here and do something. So I will speak
to you. Good. Yeah. You know I love it. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Diva. So I guess you think this poem is going to be about you. You're probably right. Remember back when I sashayed across the page, illiterately, talking about he scribed silent soliloquy, supremely crowning my service, creatively creamy, a deliberate dousing of divine decadence just to watch me scratch screens across plum sheets, his gaze capturing my gray eyes, begging. As he travels the depths of me, continuously writing succulent, centralized stories just for me to read. Damn, I remember how you inspired me to slide memories of you in and out of the lines like you slid between my lips and my hips. Like that time that P said, I slow sip his intimacies. I adore how the warmth just lingers long after he served, long after he observed, long after he knows I'm hooked. Hooked on the way he runs his fingers along the brim of my craving to have his soul stirred by his savagery. Yeah, that. But when I think about what the thought of you did for me, you know, during those in-between times, remember how just the thought of you twists my mental and beveled views, highlighting the kaleidoscope beauty and tones of feeling you as your whispered breath beckons hairs to rise upon my neck, saluting the notion that I felt anything before I dreamt of feeling you. So you had this fucking pull on me. It was intoxicating. It was addicting. You moved me and you amused me. Remember when I somehow was even able to liken you to a sigh? A long, deep sigh. It's the pulse of life, the calm before the storm takes form in my mind, the heartbeat of my seek for reason, the slow rush of sexy rumba across my speech, free falling in reverse from so deep. It's bittersome, like a lost love letter bound. Such nostalgia woven in the delicate fibers, each fading line like a dying heart revived. You began to rewrite the wonder in my eyes, hid treasures in the corner of my smile, painted hope upon my lips, and now I am left hugging a symphony of sighs. Damn. All I can do is smile when I reminisce, and I guess this is where I have to end, PC. You were right. This poem was all about you. But really a nod of appreciation to you for musing me, inspiring me to dig deeper in life and poetry. My pen has found purpose, purposely pushing me past my past plight of insecurities. With the utmost respect, I proclaim this is the last poem that will be about you, the snow that I love.
My heartstrings, girl. Damn.
Huh.
You just... You know, it's, oh, God.
people say, you know, it's so true. It's the letting go. It's not even the letting go that's hard. It's coming to the realization that you actually let go. And you feel you feel that relief, but it's also an emptiness right there for that it's like a sudden impact when you realize, like, damn, I really let this person go, you know, for whatever reason. It was probably necessary, but damn. Ah, girl,
the good thing is, in this particular, but this particular story has a happy ending because we're still very good friends.
Okay. Well, that makes it even better. But you know what? It's just, it's like almost like they're your oxygen, you know, and you have to cut off that valve when you got to release them. Oh.
It's not easy, especially in the moment. It's definitely not easy, but
that was
a compilation. It was a compilation of several little pieces that I had written, and I decided to try to make it into one piece by adding, you know, different things in between the little pieces, the little short ones.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did.
Okay. And guess what?
So that was a fun. That was a fun piece for me to write when I wrote it.
It worked. It worked, and man, I want to thank you for coming through that beautiful, beautiful piece. I mean, that thing just yanked my chest for a second. I was like, oh, I felt like some air was snatched out of me for a second.
Good, now go write something. Good, now go write it. And send it to me.
Yes. You know, I'm on it. I'm definitely on it. Oh, man, I love that piece.
Thank you for the space, as always. I appreciate you, Diva.
Oh, always, love. All right, go on over there in the Love Lounge, get yourself a drink, drink her on the house, and holler at Kalinda. You know, she's a little lonely tonight because her partner in crime, he's a little under the weather, you know. Her and Ben got something going on, you know, especially.
Yeah.
Oh, my girl. One love, one mic. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was raining. Y'all make sure y'all go over there and check out Paul's design. You know, and come through on Monday night for Raw with Rain. I'm essentially Johnny's holding it down. We going, this is the last caller of the night. The Renaissance poet, Mr. Keith Eric. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing much better now. Obviously,
awesome.
I've been under the weather as well, so, yeah.
Oh, you have?
To be able to. Yeah, the last two shows I had to cancel because of that. I wasn't feeling right. Voice was terrible. So, I'm glad to be able to speak properly again, at least. For the most part, so.
I feel you. And then it's that time of the year. I don't know where you reside at, but I know over here in Philly, it's cold. And the Jones is actually
it's not necessarily cold here. I'm in Texas, so we get a little warm up here, but the allergies don't play as well as in other things.
I know that's not a lie. Trust me, I understand. As I fight from all year round, it's horrible. And I got severe dry eye disease, so it's really, really bad on me because I feel every free radical, every particle in the air is horrible. I'm glad you're feeling much better. You know, that's an awesome thing. Man.
Yeah, I'm on rain. My gosh, I found it like day to kiss on rain shows, so.
Oh, man.
For real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like I said, I'm glad you're much better now, man. Yeah, I did notice you was out of commission for a minute. You know, I don't always hit the one, you know, put my hand up, but I'll be listening. I'll be listening. I'm kind of like a creep. I'm in the background sometimes just watching. Listening. Oh, that's what's up.
I haven't had a show since October 22nd, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. But we know you ain't going to leave us too long.
Yeah, we'll be back this Friday. You ready? I'm ready.
That's what's up.
This is me.
Okay. That's what's up, definitely. Okay. Ooh. You know, give us a little bit more detail. We need to know what you got going on in that.
Right. Well, you know, Renaissance Poetry. We'll be back this Friday, 9 p.m. is the starting date, Eastern Standard, Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, come through and show out with us. You know how we do, how we get down, bring your best shit, and let's vibe together.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you ready for the question of the evening?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're in a relationship. Okay, and this lady is just getting all of you. You are just completely devoted to her. You are serving her breakfast in bed. You're giving her that grown-up every morning before she goes to work. And when she comes home, she knows she can lay her head on your chest. And she's got your undivided attention. You're cooking, you're cleaning, you're working too, and all of that good stuff. And then you get out in public and she says, oh, he's just my friend. How you feel about that?
Sounds like to me that we have an arrangement because she's just my friend too there, right? And it has to be some reciprocation.
Okay.
If we're in a relationship, there's reciprocation. If we just don't want people to know, I guess it's something that we decided, but there wouldn't be an opportunity for me to do something like that for somebody who doesn't reciprocate anyway, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a relationship. So it's not one-sided. It never could be. So if I'm still there, trust. We're telling people it's a friendship because we both want it. We both want to say that, you know, for whatever reason, that we want to keep it private.
Okay. Okay. All right. I like this. I'm getting the different views, the different aspects of this type of relationship. You know, the majority of the callers
I mean, I think people automatically will assume that you must be, you know, getting simped out. But, you know, for me, if she's telling people that in my face, it's something I'm cool with. It's something we've already had a conversation about because it's impossible for me to be sitting there and her saying this with me not liking it, with me being uncool with that. It's impossible. So for any, you know, scenario that I'm still standing there and she's saying, yeah, that's just my friend, trust, I'm saying the same thing about her to people in her face because we both must have decided that that's what we wanted. We just don't want people in our business.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Okay. That's what's up. You know what? I honestly, I wouldn't have had that mindset had I not heard it. And a couple of y'all said that. I would have never crossed my mind. I'd have had a different attitude towards it. I probably would have picked the angry side more so and been like, okay, I'm falling back then. Cool. You get no more of the privileges like that.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, see, but the thing is for me, you know, a woman wouldn't get those privileges for me at all in the first place without that conversation. So
okay.
I don't give it myself like that. So, nah, she would never get all of that with me trying to prove myself to her and all those kinds of things. And while she's still telling everybody, like, no, you don't get the full plate. Nah,
right.
It's like I wouldn't expect for a woman to give me the full plate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing that women complain about, men who take advantage of them, you know, who act like they're in a relationship and don't want to be in one. Well, you're not going to be able to do that to me either. So, nah, I would never give myself to a woman in that way, give her everything that I'm capable of giving her if she doesn't want that or she, you know, doesn't want to commit or anything like that. Like, nah, when you're ready, you let me know because I ain't got a lot of time on this earth just like anybody else, and I'm certainly not going to waste it on somebody who's not sure they want me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. Man, that's awesome. Thank you for that. Wow. Okay.
okay. Sometimes you got to hear different points of view or to hit you a certain kind of way. That's what's up. Right. Thank you. Now, Mr. Renaissance Poet, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got something to stimulate our inner attention.
I'll reach back in the bag here. My second book is called Intellectual Romanticism. And I haven't published it yet, but it's poems in there that I've written, you know, from a while back. And this one I wrote in 2017, so it's kind of felt like reading it. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
All right. This poem is called Read Me. I'm open to her like a book. She can thumb through my pages. She gets more intrigued as she reads the words. They affect her on a cellular level. She was once perpendicular, but is now parallel to my level. The water had risen so high it covered her eyes, so she had to open her third eye kind of level. We are so deep, she realized the water was me, and it became easy to breathe kind of level. I'm hers to drink. Take me in all until I come out of your pores like perspiration. I've opened myself to you, hoping you'd understand the formula, solve my equation. Quantum mechanics, she easily equated. She's my mathematical genius, so my genome is not complicated. Pure love. In your smile, I find it causes fits of elation. She reads the book of me with chills of infatuation, caressing her neck, stanzas quiver her spine unequivocally. Words course through her veins, addictive like Valium, but she feeds her addiction legally. Enthralled on the edge of her seat, on the tips of her feet, I won't lie, the ego stroke reading me has her in a trance, to be seen without seeing, to be felt without reaching out and feeling. She's not blind, so need to read me with her mind. No need for Braille for her to keep filling. I am no longer ashamed of my inner intricacies, enamored with my inner working. She actually loves the whole of me, literally and figuratively. Renaissance.
Wow, you know what? It's nothing like that feeling when you mesh well with someone and it just, it's even. It's almost like you're mirroring each other. She has what you need. You have what she needs. Essentially, everything falls into place. I love that piece. It was beautiful. I love that, man. But you know, I'm a fan anyway. That was, oh, man, what a way to end the show. That's what's up. Damn. Oh, man. All right, Q, thank you so much for coming through. You know it's always an open mic here waiting for you to grab and burn up a little bit. I truly, truly appreciate your outlook.
Thank you for the invite and
insight.
Appreciate the platform.
Thank you. All right, I'll send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Go and grab yourself a drink. And don't forget to tip my bartender.
Right. I got it.
One love, one mic.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a hell of a show, but it ain't over. It ain't over. I got something special for you. This is what I'm going to do. Because my diva couldn't be here tonight, I'm going to hit you up with this beautiful piece that she wrote. Diva, I hope I can do this justice. Okay. Try to stay in my lane when it comes to a potential love, because I'm a nurturer. And I find I can't make anything make sense, because I make mistakes stepping out of my lane. I thought I didn't have much to lose, but everything to gain.
he would feel secure enough to love me. Hell, I made him feel like a king. Cooking dinner, listening to him, releasing the woes in his world, everything. Then loving on him, gifting him me. I showed him all real love could be. And then I was introduced as a friend. I was shocked, then knew this was an unexpected title. This had come to an end. See, I didn't know any better. No one taught me how to be any different, but I wanted to be much more. Then I realized he didn't dig me like that. Oh, he wanted to always feel my effects of my lips, my treasure, all his pleasure all the time. But I can't be his girlfriend, a fiance. He couldn't say, this woman is mine. I'm done. And trust me, I'll make it plain. If there's ever another to enter in my life, he's going to have to prove his love to me. Body, heart, and soul. Give me the title wife. Until then, I'm staying in my lane. And that's that piece. Yo, Diva. And that was by Miss VIP. Everyone, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. You know what? Y'all made this show for me tonight, as you always do, you know. I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative of everybody that called in, even the ones that just listened in. And then you bring your unique styles, your pieces, and the conversation, the different opinions and aspects of life, and giving me a different outlook on that particular question that was toward tonight. And I love you guys for that. Y'all are awesome, man. You do something for me. And it's awesome. Without you guys, there wouldn't be any of us. Okay? So, yeah. With that, I want to end the show. I love you guys. I want you all to continue to love one another, respect each other, because we got a new strain out here that's not pulling no punches, isn't taking us down again, you know. And get that good relationship with spirit, okay? Like that, everybody. I'm going to take y'all out with this piece of mine called Black Love.
The smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes, holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love, I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity. allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally. That's how bad I want to be in black love.